Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. One thing almost none of us learned when we were kids was what to do with our money. Now, we were told to make money, but it pretty much ended there. And even if we were told to do something with it, it was mostly just save it, like in a bank, instead of putting it somewhere where the money actually makes money. That needed to change, and my guest today, Ty Allen Jackson, is making that change. His series of children's books is educating kids on how to make money and what to do with it once it's made, which is very important. I mean, I'm 43 years old and just now learning about some of the concepts in his book, which is for kids, and that's sad as fuck. So let's get it started. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Polo Giddy. Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 52 now, the Dolo White Podcast. Very excited to have my guest today, Ty Allen Jackson. You just wrote a book about kid entrepreneurs. This is amazing. What's good?
Man, listen, I'm so happy to be on here right now. I'm already feeling the vibe and feeling the energy. Let's go, baby. I'm happy to be here.
Let's do this. So kid entrepreneurs, you tell us a little bit about your book, about Danny Dollar, and then we'll go from there about when to start having these conversations with your kids, like the age. And I got a four-year-old daughter who does not understand the concept of money yet, even though I've tried to explain it many times. It hasn't registered yet. So, you know, I've got a lot of questions for you today.
Yeah, so let's get started. The name of my book is Make Your Own Money, How Kids Can Earn It, Save It, Spend It, and Dream Big. It is the second book out of my Danny Dollar series. This is old school Danny Dollar and new school Danny Dollar. And Danny Dollar is a young 11-year-old kid who teaches kids about not just the power and the importance of money, but the objectivity of possibility, of being able to see within yourself the things that it is that you want to become or opportunities that you can exercise to create better versions of yourself. And Danny Dollar, he's a great kid. I don't know how old you are, but I grew up watching a show called Family Ties. Are you familiar with Family Ties?
Very much. I'm 43, so I was...
Okay, that's what's up. So Alex P. Keaton was the lead character on there. He was just this cool, suave, financially savvy, charismatic kid. And I feel like Danny Dollar is the contemporary version of Alex P. Keaton, except a little cooler.
Yeah. I think there's a big push for people to get involved in things like the stock market, into entrepreneurship, just among adults right now. But I think preaching this into kids is so important because it's something that we don't learn in school. We don't learn I'm 43 and I do my best to make wise investments. I still don't know what I'm doing really in the stock market, if I'm being honest with you. You know what I mean? So to pass this information on to kids is extremely important. The question is, like, at what age do we start having these conversations with our kids?
You know, I think you open the door to something that's really important. You know, you're a smart guy, you're in your 40s, you've got family, and you're still trying to figure it out.
Yes.
Like, in what other facet in life do we are still figuring out something as vitally important as arguably the most important thing that's going to impact our lifestyle?
Right.
Like, think about it. I mean, we learn how to eat well. You know, we're introduced to vegetables as kids. You know, we're learning to stay away from strangers. We're taught all these things that help make us better people as we get older. But not money. Like we're not taught in schools. We're not taught in the home. We're not taught in our community. Huh? Like that. Like it makes absolutely no sense. So I think what this book is, it's the conversation that we should have had when we were kids. Mm. It's the conversation that I'm hoping that adults will say, I wish I would have had this as a kid, but now I get the opportunity to give this to my child, or better yet, read it with my child, so that the two of us, especially if I happen not to be financially savvy, I can read this with my child and we can both learn together about what it means to be financially savvy. Because no matter where you are on the spectrum, whether you're rich or poor, black or white, male or female, no matter what's going on, money's impacting your life, period. So it's best that we learn about it as early as possible. It's a lot easier to teach a 5-year-old to play piano than a 25-year-old to play piano. So use that same methodology for finance. It's a lot easier to teach your kid about finance and entrepreneurship at a young age than it's going to be at an older age. So get them started now.
What got you into this work here? How did you get here?
Okay.
I just say kids need to learn about money. They do. It's an obvious thing. It's just weird that in 2021, you're like the first person that I know of that's thought of this.
Does that make any sense whatsoever?
No.
Especially for a bozo like me, because I don't even know what I'm doing. But the path to becoming an author and teaching kids about finance and entrepreneurship all started from my son. When my son was 8 years old, he asked me a question that changed my life. He said, "Dad, can we open up a lemonade stand?" So we went to the corner of where we lived, opened up a lemonade stand. He made $50 in 3 hours selling lemonade, which blew my mind. And then he said, "Dad, what am I going to do with all this money?" And I really didn't know. So I went to my local bookstore to find a book to teach my son about money. And I couldn't find one. So at first I thought maybe I could find somebody to write a children's book that teaches kids about money. But then I thought about the quote from Gandhi, to be the change you wish to see in the world. And so if somebody was going to write a book about finance and entrepreneurship for kids, that person is going to be me. So the name Danny Dollar popped into my head. I went home and started typing. And the rest is history.
That's amazing. I love every bit of that you just kind of took charge. You saw a need for something and you filled that need for it. What are some financial lessons that they learn about in the book? Just, I don't want you to give away the whole book, because then, you know, people will just listen to the podcast. They don't need to go buy your book, but I want people to buy your book, but you know, give us some things that they'll learn in the book.
So, I mean, the chapters of it are to earn it, save it, spend it, and dream big. But the very first chapter introduces money. What is money? I mean, ask the average person, adult or child, what is money? And I bet you come up with some really convoluted answers. But basically, money is simply a form of exchange. And so just the simplicity of introducing kids, because I guarantee you, you've never been introduced to money. No one ever said, "Hey, Dolewhite, this is money. This is what money does. This is meet money. Money meet Dolewhite." Like, that's not how.
I'd love to meet more money.
I'm with you. So just the first of all, a basic introduction of what money is. And then once you know what it is, well, you want some. I would want some too. So how do we earn it? And knowing that you're going to have to earn money at some point in life to sustain your lifestyle really matters. And say, once you do earn it, well, what do I do with it? Because we want kids to know that it's something more than that what just comes out of an ATM machine that you go and buy the newest video game with. It is a tool for the betterment of your life and the lives of people around you, whether it's your immediate and your family or macro out into your community. And then also to learn how to spend it, because the wiser you can spend your money, the more that you are to be able to take care of yourself and other people. And one of my favorite parts of this book is the dream big part, because I love inspirational books, or books that help me become better versions of myself. I don't find a lot of those books inside children's books. Or those methods inside children's books. So this book is multifaceted, where it not just teaches finance and entrepreneurship, but it also teaches you about how to be a better you. And I love that about this character in this book.
Through the research you've done for these books, do you consider yourself way more financially literate now than you did before you started writing these books?
Oh, without question. I mean, you know, you have to have a sense of credibility to be able to preach something if you're not kind of doing it yourself. But I will say that I was very naive in the world of finance myself when I got started with this, which is all the more reason why this book matters. Just like you said, if in your 40s, you're just kind of, you know, still unsure about things. I'm in my 50s and I'm still unsure about things. But that's because we were never really introduced to it. Mm-mm. So imagine your 4-year-old now. Your 4-year-old is going to get this book and you're going to start preaching the principles of financial entrepreneurship. When they're in their 40s and their 50s, it's going to be a completely different world for them, because you introduced this to them at an early age.
Right. And the one good investment I've personally made is real estate. And it's just, we have our main house and our rental house, but both of them have really increased in value since I bought in this neighborhood. And, you know, my goal for my daughter is to leave her with enough, you know, residual income to where she can chase passion and she doesn't have to work, you know, a BS job while she's trying to pursue something that she's really passionate about. And that would be, if I could give my daughter one thing, it would be the opportunity to chase whatever her passion is in life. And I feel like, you know, I'd be much further ahead in things had your book come out when I was a kid, you know?
Right. And I also love that you're setting this foundation for your child, but I also love the idea that this, your child will set the foundation for herself. Mm. And I think that's really the main objective here, because I know I didn't receive a silver spoon. My spoons are still tarnished, but I'm trying to teach my kids to fish, not just provide them with fish.
Right.
I think that that's really the important thing, because we don't have a culture of empowering our kids about finance and entrepreneurship. You know, I love that you want to like give her this gift of real estate, but imagine her also learning how real estate works so that now she can buy not only home for herself, but continue that generational wealth so that dad lay down the foundation. Now I'm going to build off of that. And that's where we need to be for our kids.
Last thing before I let you out of here, because I know you're probably doing like a million and a half of these things today, but what would be the number one piece of advice to give your children when it comes to finance? What would your top thing, like if you teach them anything, teach them this?
To follow your heart, to make money fun. Making money does not have to be a chore. I know many people associate a job with stress and a job with strife. It does not have to be. You can actually enjoy the thing that you do that brings you money. And so finding whatever's in your heart and soul, if you love playing piano, go teach it or go play it. If you find an opportunity that makes you happy of washing cars and eventually own a chain of car washes, go do that. Really, making money is not a chore. It should be fun. It should be something that you want to wake up in the morning and can't wait to get to work to make that money and make that change.
I agree. I'm living proof of that. I've been doing this for a long time, my entire adult life now. So yeah, it can happen for you. I know you're doing the same thing. Love your job. I love everything you do. What's your Instagram is Ty Allen Jackson, correct?
That's it. Yeah, man. And you can find me on every social media platform, even Snapchat and TikTok. TikTok, much to my kid's chagrin. They're like, Dad, please don't get a TikTok account. But I got one anyway.
Sorry, kid. I got to do it for work, for money. There you have it. Go get the book, Ty Allen Jackson. Thank you so much for doing this, man.
My brother, thanks for having me on. Had a good time.
Anytime. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Ty Allen Jackson. Make sure you get his book and follow him on the gram right now at Ty_Allen_Jackson. And while you got the app open, go on and give me a follow as well if you don't already. At DolaWhite101, DoleWhite101. Don't forget, brand new episode drops first thing Wednesday morning. My guest next week, Tamara Winfrey Harris, author of The Sisters Are All Right, Changing the Broken Narrative of Black Women in America. Super dope episode drops first thing next Wednesday. Make sure if you're listening on whatever app it is you're listening, you're following, subscribing to the podcast. If you're listening on Apple, rate, review, 5 stars, say something nice. Definitely appreciate that. That's my time. Back next Wednesday, brand new episode. Appreciate the love. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.